Ian Moss, welcome to the Last Post magazine interview. How are you?
Pretty well, thanks, Greg. Yeah, good, thank you.
Ian, we're here to talk about your amazing new album, Rivers Run Dry, and of course the tour as well on top of that. The album comes out July 21, is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
And the tour in August, but how excited are you about the whole thing?
I'm very excited. It's you know, I think of a bit of an adventure getting the album finished, and it's a lot of hard work and all that sort of, you know, time doubting yourself at times. But now, you know, now that I've got this thing in the can, I think I've got a pretty good product.
Yeah, no, well said. And of course, they say that insecurity dogs every man and woman on the planet. But you'd think this is your eighth album, I believe, and you've set a high benchmark, because I remember back in the 80s with your first solo album and some wonderful songs, but you've somehow managed to not reinvent, but you've managed to go outside the prism on each occasion. And on this occasion, you've produced a magnificent single, obviously Troy's song, Nullarbor Plain.
Nullarbor Plain, yeah, co-write between Troy and I. Yeah, it was a fun. The weird thing is, I wasn't sure if it was going to suit the album, and almost voted to sort of not include it. But I'm certainly glad I didn't do that. And it's you know, it's a fantastic. Ended up being a great. I think it just sounded like Ian Moss, and it's definitely the rocker of the album.
Yep. Well said. And I think probably if Ian Moss fans, and that's a whole lot of us, look at this song, they identify it as a Mossy song because of that sweet but strong guitar that's become your trademark. It sounds so Nullarborish.
You got a great subject matter. Well, so, you know, your muscle car and broken heart. You know, broken hearted bloke. Well, you know, can't go wrong with that combination. the Nullarbor's, I'm happy to say I've driven it a couple of times, broken down on it a couple of times, and had all sorts of fun and adventures out there. So maybe I'll capture that in the guitar playing, I hope.
Well, you did for me, because like you, I've driven the Nullarbor a couple of times, and amazing experiences where the water was evaporating, was that hot. But your stories about the Nullarbor is actually, if it makes sense, I guess you're able to read that in the guitar playing. It takes you to the place. Did you feel that when you were co-writing it with Troy?
Well, you know, just I suppose, you know, the lines like Troy's line, you know, somewhere out of Sedona, and it's bang, you're right, there you are, right?
You dropped in there.
You dropped in there, and from there, and, you know, Mount Newman, that whole bit. It's just such a, you know, the imagery is so strong, you just can't help be swept up and taken there.
And do you think, just briefly on the Nullarbor, because it's a brilliant single, do you see this Australianism? Obviously, it's a trademark too of your albums and music over the years. Is it worth, I mean, there's so much to talk about when you talk about the Nullarbor, the characters that you may see along the trip too.
Well, you know, the first time ever went across there was in 1976, and that was kind of that was with Cold Chisel. Very early days, not a lot of money, so we're all this five band members and one crew guy in a hire station wagon, which is the only wagon we could get. That's trooping around all the hire companies in Adelaide. Finally. Found, you know, back in 1976, so we had hair like this, and
that's right.
we finally got one company, I can't remember who it was, to hire us a car. And I swear, these days it'd probably be illegal. Actually, this thing had tires on it, which are tubeless tires about that wide, which are probably these days the minimum they'd give you for you if you had a flat to get from there, put that on, and get just goes straight for a service centre, you know, and don't dare go and do anything else. We drove to Perth and back on this in this car, and the Nullarbor back then was 300k of corrugated dirt road.
That's
and
right.
all sorts of shit happened.
Isn't that amazing? We drove across in a bug back in 74 without a spare tire. So yeah, the situation is, I actually bumped into John Boyce from the Dingoes halfway across the Nullarbor. So this, it's an interesting place, and a lot of musos actually have done the thing. So it's a brilliant single you've got. This album, Ian, one of the things that struck me is how you're always able to surround yourself with brilliant musicians. You've done it again for this album. I mean, you've got Kerry Jacobson, you know, Dragon and Mondo. And then
drums.
Brilliant. And also Casey Chambers. And then your son, Julian, on that beautiful song, Blame It on the Sun.
Yeah. Not to mention the fabulous Clayton Dolly on keyboards and Zoe.
Yes.
Zoe Altman on bass. Working with my son on a Stevie Wonder song I've been dying to sort of do a version of ever since I first heard the talking book, Stevie Wonder's talking book album way back in 73, 74.
Yeah.
It's just just icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's right. And it's always something to be able to get up there with your lad and sing like that. That's a brilliant thing. Now, I suppose with this tour that's coming, there's also a chance for VIP tickets. You're traveling to a lot of regional places as well as the cities. To tell listeners, how long is the tour going for, and whereabouts are you going exactly?
Well, okay, there's two portions of the tour. One at the stage, one stage is electric. That's with the full band, and that's. It's just 4 days from that, starting in Brisbane on August the 5th at the Tivoli. And then we go down to the Palais, I think it's the 11th, August the 11th. And then the very next night, the Enmore Theatre here in Sydney. And finish off with the Regal over in Perth a week later. And then the acoustic portion of the tour takes off in about the middle of October or late October. And that's doing working every weekend with just me on acoustic guitar but doing plenty of songs from the Rivers Run Dry album.
Okay, that's interesting. I'll talk to you about that, but that's something for all of us to look forward to. Ian, with Rivers Run Dry album coming out in August, the tour starting the album coming out July 21 and the tour starting in August, Australians, again, are thankful for your input into the music scene, both with Cold Chisel and also as a solo artist. And I think you've done the solo thing so successfully. When people speak your name now, they don't automatically see you up on stage with the other guys from Cold Chisel, as good as that is, but they see you also as Ian Moss, musician, great guitarist, and great songwriter.
Yeah, that's and I do feel that and really appreciate that, because it's not often... I'm sure that the background association is always there, but it's not often that an artist can get away from a well-known famous band and never be associated with it again. Not that I want that completely, but as you say, I think I'm recognized as Ian Moss, the guitar player singer.
No, that's right, and I hope to talk to you more about that in another interview, but certainly there is so much there to discuss. Your journey has been an amazing one. It's reflected a lot of the times the Australian culture and our attitude towards Australian musicians, and be thankful that you are one of them that's done so well over the years. But thank you so much for being part of this, Ian, and we wish you all the best with the tour and the album, and I'd urge Aussies to get out there and download it, buy it, whatever, and go to see you live, because it's an experience that you'll remember forever.
Thank you very much, Greg. Much appreciated.